Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davins, and yes, Davins, in this show that is better than spending your years talking to somebody that just does not get it. Our number to call in if you are listening live on Tuesday night for this segment only, as it would turn out, 845-986-8804. Like they're all rushing to get their calls in. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking listen and chat live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, then go to the Davins Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat. Go. I am, as always, your host, Davin Roseblatt. I am, as usual, joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. Yeah. Joe, as usual, will be here soon.
Yes. Yes.
Joe used to get here on time.
I know, but it just became impossible for him to leave on time.
No, he leaves on time.
I know, but it's murder out there on the roads.
That wouldn't slow him down.
No, he's actually less of a maniac driver than I am. I've seen him.
No. Joe takes action shots in blizzards.
No, I don't mean that way. I don't mean,
well,
like,
I think that counts. I think that counts as part of being a maniac driver.
We're talking about recklessness versus, like, speed.
I think it all falls under the same umbrella of not quite safe.
Yeah, well,
although, on the way to the show, appreciated.
I was climbing over other cars to get here.
As well you should.
There was a military convoy in front of me.
Oh, well.
And they were going a little too slow for my liking.
Well, sometimes you got to move past them. I understand. I did the
Thank
same
you for
thing.
Your service. Now move!
Thank you for your services. Are you handicapped, though? What's wrong?
Oh, God.
Is this the special military? This must be the paramilitary. Let's move!
No, it's the big pedal on the right, big boy!
Let's go!
Yeah, they didn't appreciate that.
Oh, well, you know, hey. But yeah, Joe leaves early. I think he leaves earlier than
he used to.
But he doesn't get here on time.
No, it I don't know what it is. It's a cluster.
I don't know. I think Joe is spite late.
Spite late?
I think Joe is spite late.
No, I don't think so. I think he efforts as well as he can to get here.
Well, he must effort better.
He must.
He must.
He must. Damn you.
Let's see. So tonight on the old show, Ann Jackson asked one of her victims to do something. We'll find out what that is.
Oh, okay.
Our annual Father's Day Worst Dads of the Year countdown with special guest Vincent from Portobello's.
Awesome.
He was here last time we did that.
Yes, but disclaimer, Vincent is not one of the bad dads.
No, he's not. And
definitely
he's
not.
He's a breeder, which is good to get that perspective along with me. So we got two breeders, two non-breeders.
Oh, so we have good dads and we have bad people. I mean,
I said none of that.
I did.
Do you feel good about your stories?
I do.
All right, because your showings the last couple of one of these, this is the last one of the year, have been piss poor.
What?
Piss poor.
You would say that.
I would say that. We're poorly pissed. I would say that. So the last one of these for the year, I am expecting a rebound.
Okay. Well, I don't. Oh.
Whenever
I build it up, I get shot down.
We agreed that diddling your kids though is not automatic? Like,
yeah, we've agreed that that's off the menu.
I mean,
in every way, shape, or
I mean,
form.
Listen, you can have diddling dads. I'm not saying you can't, but it doesn't automatically guarantee you a spot on the thing.
Oh no, I thought that we were ixnaying the diddling dads altogether.
I think it kind of goes hand in hand with being a bad parent, but you got to see how the kid comes out on the other side.
Oh, so we're still going to do that?
I mean, I don't think I have any diddling dads.
I don't have any specifically because I thought we took that off the table.
No,
like,
I don't.
They can't get killed.
Yeah, can't get permanently injured.
And no diddling.
Again, you got to see how the kid reacts. But again.
No.
Sure you do. I mean, we don't want to exclude West Virginia.
Well, yeah, well, we're not talking about, like, you know, everybody gets representation in this game.
Well, everybody does,
I mean,
get
Florida
represented.
Is overrepresented.
So much so.
Already.
Stop it already.
I know.
So we'll get to that tonight. Very excited about this. Since I've been doing this anti-scam stuff, Christ, what have I been doing? This 2012, 2013, it seems like, for at least.
2013, yeah.
At least, if not the end of 2012. Not sure exactly.
I'm not sure.
I've been immersed in this crap more so sometimes than other times, much to my detriment. But here I lie. But one thing that I always get that always comes up, and it comes up with our stories with Ann Jackson, what can the FBI do?
Yes.
What are the red flags that somebody might not be the FBI? A whole lot of questions geared towards the FBI that most people can't answer.
Right.
Fortunately, tonight we are going to have a former FBI agent, Vincent D'Agostino, who actually worked in the cybercrime field.
Yeah.
He still does, but he was a cybercrime agent with the FBI. So we're going to get a lot of those questions answered, which I think we're doing a mitzvah. A mitzvah, if you will.
It's definitely a mitzvah.
A mitzvah, if you will. And then brand new School of Fools.
Yeah, that's great.
So we're going to do, I don't want to get too much into this, but a little troubled by what's going on.
Tell me.
A little troubled. Another bad weekend.
Oh, you think?
Another bad weekend. We had a singer from The Voice killed while signing autographs in Orlando.
Insane.
Yeah. And then, we had the massacre at Pulse nightclub in Orlando. All very troubling. Couple things to talk about. As an entertainer, I've been thinking about this for a long time. Through the years, I feel a lot more vulnerable on those stages.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, do you ever worry about that when Mr. Helix is playing with the band? I mean, he's got the most protection. He's behind a drum kit. But.
Right. Well, you know, when he was with the Ramones, mm-hmm. and they would play these kind of dangerous places.
Every place is a dangerous place.
No, I know. But some of these were like check your gun at the door. Mm-hmm. I kind of worried that they weren't going to catch everything, mm-hmm. and something would break out and happen to him. Because it was kind of a dangerous clientele. I mean, the people that were checking for things at the door were very busy, and they had a lot of stuff. So, or even being in those neighborhoods, you know.
The reality is, in these clubs, any place you go out, we're saying, there's really not protection.
No.
And I, after 9/11, and I still think about that when I cross the bridge, go, well, this would be a hell of a target to blow up with a car bomb. I've been thinking that since 9/11. I never got nervous crossing the George Washington Bridge before 9/11. Every time I cross the George Washington Bridge, it crosses my mind.
Really? It does now. I used to be more nervous about the Lincoln Tunnel.
Right. It's all the same thing.
It's a death. Thank you.
Yeah, all the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, hell of a target. I don't want to give anybody ideas.
No, they've already had them.
Right. But, you know, terrorists listen to this show, I'm sure.
You know.
That's our demo.
yeah, great.
But I certainly feel unprotected.
And I do understand that, because it seems like certainly terrorism has...
Not even just terrorism.
But I'm saying certainly that is a point, and mass shootings. But the thing is that there seems to be an unhinged quality of society these days, where everyone's gotten the idea that if you're disenfranchised, go out and kill some folks.
Yes. First of all, there's no clubs that I'm aware of in the United States where even in open carry states, you can bring a weapon in.
No. I don't know.
I don't think you can. I mean, I've played like states that are very pro-gun, and there's been signs leave weapons at the door.
Okay.
Because let's be honest. And some people disagree with this, but I don't understand. Booze and firearms and testosterone. Because let's not beat around. It's men that are doing this.
Yeah.
It's usually men.
Yeah.
Do not mix.
Right.
Do not mix.
No.
And it would be bad. It would be bad for business if we started allowing weapons in, because people would stay home.
Yeah, they would.
And a lot of these nightclubs are on shoestrings budgets anyway, so they would have to get a lot more staff. But my pet peeve, I understand that there are gun enthusiasts.
Of course.
And I understand that it's the Second Amendment, and they certainly have the right to, especially in an open carry state, they're certainly allowed to carry their weapons, and it is what it is, and I'm not one to say take away the Second Amendment, because, I think there might come a time. I don't think it's going to happen in my life.
No, I don't either.
But I do have a problem with this.
Yeah.
I have a problem with all these gun owners who think that they're diehard. Who think that they're the hero and Die Hard, that when their shit goes down, they're going to stand up and be counted, and they're the one that's going to take the shot.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. There are instances where that has happened.
Absolutely, there have.
But a lot of these people are the same type of people that block you on Facebook because they're so thin-skinned and like they can't have discourse, let alone stand up in a hail of gunfire.
It's like you're dangerous just talking to me. I'm imagining what would happen if face to face. You're pissed off. You have a little booze in you, and you're armed. Great.
I am not one for machismo. I consider myself a pussy.
But you're not.
I'm not. But
you don't walk around like, hey, come here, I'm going to beat you.
Listen, so I posted on Facebook because I see all these computer tough guys and girls. I want to just defend myself. Like, they're not going to play dead like a lot of the people that are alive, thankfully, did.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there, you know, just hope he doesn't shoot me. I'm going to play dead. So I said, what's the bravest thing you ever did? And I put another caveat on that. I go, I am including firemen, policemen, military. Kate, who is the EMT, who all of 20 years old, we had her on the show when we first started, all of 20 years old on the day the towers fell, worked the morgue.
Ugh.
I put all those people, so all those categories, and her, and comedians who went overseas to entertain the troops, I put all those people in the brave category.
Right.
Because to me, they are willing to take their life into their own hands when shit goes down and stand and be accounted for.
Yeah, they're obviously in the line of fire
right.
in one way or another.
Right. And just and if you were in the military and you didn't see action, doesn't matter. You still were willing to.
Right.
So I put all those people in the brave category.
Right.
And then it was kind of interesting. Now, there were some people who put some remarkable things on there.
Yes.
You saw the post.
I did.
And then there were some things which I'm not going to out what they were, which were somewhat noble, but I don't know if I'd call it brave. It's like it's kind of like life dealt you a shitty hand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'm not one of these people where that's necessarily brave. I get it. I appreciate what you did.
Right.
Now somebody said they rescued somebody from drowning. Consider that brave. Very dangerous.
Very.
Very, very dangerous. So that goes there. But what I found is not as many tough guys and gals that can say when shit. Now, it doesn't mean just because they haven't been tested, they won't rise to the occasion.
Right.
Comes. But certainly not the bravado and their history of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 plus years on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
That would make me think, well, I want this guy in the club or the supermarket when shit goes down. Yeah. There's a whole lot of fantasy out there about by gun owners that want us to believe that they're going to be sure-handed. Their aim is going to be true. When for the first time they take on incoming fire, they're going to do it. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of hunters out there shooting Bambi ain't brave. I get it. It's a sport. Or you do it for your family. I'm not out against the hunters. It's not about that. But let's be honest, it's a whole different thing when Bambi and Thumper or a moose are shooting back. A whole hell of a lot braver if the animals get weapons too.
Yeah, shooting at a forest animal, okay. Shooting at a armed forest animal, different.
You got my attention then.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, especially since most of them don't have thumbs.
Really got my attention now.
So,
my God, it's Bigfoot.
So, I mean, that's the thing. I think the myth about all the gun owners are going to stand and be counting when the shit hits the fan. I'm calling bullshit on you. I'm not saying all of you.
No, you can't count out. Some people are probably would be really good to have in a fight.
I'm guessing those are the ones who don't talk about it.
Right.
I'm guessing those are the ones that, you know, they know to themselves, but they don't have to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm thinking that there's... I think that a lot of people, I don't even think that it's they're talking bullshit. I think that it's just that they really do believe, I know my weapon, I know myself, and I know that I'm not a scaredy cat. But how many people have been put in those kind of combat situations?
I'm telling you right now. First of all, even though I had a gun with my training right now, I've fired weapons twice. I have no aim. I suck.
There's the side of a barn. Go for it.
But the move would probably be, if I was with the wife and kid, throw my body on top of theirs.
Yeah.
If I was that brave, I'd like to think I would be that brave. Again, thankfully, never in that situation. But that's pretty much as brave as most of us are going to get.
Or, like, you know, you see a car coming, and, like, do you watch them hit Granny, or do you try to pull her out of the way at the last minute?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, But as many people as I think would want to do that, there's this moment where everybody gets shocked and kind of like...
It's surprise.
And you freeze up.
The attacker has the element of surprise. That's why they can mow down so many people.
Right.
So it's just foolhardy to say, well, if I have my pistol or my rifle or whatever, I'm going to be able to fight back and defend this. Chances are you're going to hide like everybody else.
Yeah. And the move is, if you've watched the zombie apocalypse shows at all, pull the dead body over you. Just saying.
Yeah. All right. So that I think I did a good job of exposing that, at least in my little Facebook world.
Well, I mean, I don't know that everybody who would have had that point of view saw that post.
No, I know. But I think I made a point.
Yeah.
Where most of us have not been, thankfully, put to the test.
Right.
Where we've had to be brave.
Right.
Thankfully.
I saw your post and I was trying to think, what's the bravest thing I ever did? And I really couldn't think of anything that would be, I mean, you know, like survive tough life stuff. Yeah. But I mean,
we
like brave.
That. I think the bravest, two bravest things I did were, and again, I don't even know if they're brave. I guess it's looked at as brave. The first one, going overseas to entertain the troops.
Yeah, that was scary.
Because it was a war zone. We, you know, when we were in Mosul 2 weeks before, their fucking chief doctor got killed on base because of a missile. Again, you know, when I'm there, I'm not thinking about it. But that would be looked as brave. And I guess the other thing that would be looked at as brave, if not stupid, is when I sued the mob.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they screwed me out of a comedy gig. I had a contract and they canceled without telling me.
And I
sued them up and I won.
And lived.
Yes. And they were in trouble for weapons smuggling, gun running.
Oh, okay.
So this was the real mob.
Wow.
Yeah. So those are probably I guess that's kind of brave, cuz everybody tells me you're an asshole, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's that too.
I'm
but
sorry.
Often bravery intercedes with stupidity.
You grew up in New Jersey. You know that was crazy.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
But I was determined.
Yeah.
So I think brave and stupidity intercede with each other there.
Yeah.
But so those are probably the two bravest things. The other thing that I have been railing about for quite some time.
Institute shenanigans.
The anti-intellectualism and laziness of this country is astounding.
There have been so many decades now where I just shake my head and say, really? Are Americans that stupid as a whole? Are we really? I mean, I know that I'm not saying, like, pick a topic and expect everybody to be, like, up
Absolutely.
To date on it. That's ridiculous. But there are a lot of people that you just, you really are shocked.
Listen, I don't consider myself of extraordinary intelligence. I think I'm intelligent.
Yeah.
I think most of my intelligence derives from my natural curiosity mm-hmm. in the things that I am interested in.
Right.
If you give me a math test, it will be embarrassingly painful.
Same.
I know my flaws.
Right.
But when it comes to educating myself on certain issues, I think I'm pretty good at that.
Right.
So what I've seen now, and I've been railing against memes for a long time,
yeah,
because they're lazy and inaccurate most times. And, you know, sometimes you've been in my crosshairs.
Oh, yes.
And you've been good about it. So people think I just go after the right. It's not true, because
I'm definitely left of center, and there have been a couple times where I posted memes, and Davin or other people have pointed out to me, yeah, that's not true, or that's not completely accurate, and I'm like, ah, damn it. And usually I take the time to make sure that what I'm saying, especially if it smells funny or it seems too easy, I'll go and look it up. But every once in a while, I've fallen into the, you know, lazy posting something trap or saying something trap, and people will correct me or give their point of view, and I go, huh, okay. And I mean, there have been a couple times where people would come at me about something, and I'm just, like, too angry about a topic. I'm like, I can't even see straight. I just see red. So I don't debate them on it. I'm just like, all right, fine. You know, because I don't feel like going into, like, okay, now I'm going to sit and research this like a thesis paper. You know, but I won't say, no, I'm right. Even
that's the fallback.
You know, that's kind of stupid. I know you are, but what am I?
Two interesting developments I have noticed. By some on the right, the newest tactic is there are no such thing as facts. No. There are facts.
Yeah.
Even if you don't believe them.
Right.
They are still true.
Right.
It makes no difference whether you just reveal yourself as an ignoramus.
I have seen that. Well, someone say, well, that's your opinion. No, that's a scientific fact. That's
yes.
an actual quantifiable fact.
Yes.
And they'll say, no, it's your opinion. Am I?
It's like 2 + 2 = 4. Nuh-uh. Yeah.
He always has and always will.
Yes.
No.
That's the new thing. That's which I've seen, which I find infuriating. This other thing is just amazing. You've seen this. I get when Joe has brought it up on this show when he and I go at it on Facebook.
Sure.
Usually over political things. Joe has brought up that you have to come up, that if you're going to debate me, you better have some articles to back it up.
It's kind of true.
Right. Which I think it should be. I'm not engaging you in opinions if we can find facts.
Right.
You know, opinions are one thing, facts are another thing. So now I am getting mocked and made to feel less than, not that I do, for the ability to use Google.
I saw that.
The ability. Now, listen, I've done heavy research. The stuff with Avalos, I did a lot of research. When I was doing the Belinda stuff, I did a lot of research on her and probed into her. I know how to do research. I didn't like doing it in school, but I know how to do it. And research is so much easier than it was when I was in law school or college.
Tell me about it.
Because essentially what it is, you type in you go to Google or Bing or whoever you want.
Yeah.
Yahoo, whatever, MSN, whatever you want.
Yeah.
You put in a query.
Right.
And a whole list of results come up. And then if you're responsible, you get rid of all the stuff that's left, if it's a political thing, all the stuff that's right.
You skip the sources that are suspect.
Yeah.
And you go to something that's, oh, you seem to be in the middle.
And now I'm getting like this use of a search engine is something
damning
that, yes, and that I laud over people, and they don't have this same ability. I promise you, people, I did not create Google. I promise you, you all have access to it.
I saw the comment that was made to you, and it seemed like the commenter was saying, well, you can't believe everything on Google. Well, Google isn't a source.
Well, that's
it's
what
the place to find
that's
sources.
That's what I saw. That was one thing. You can't believe everything on Google. No, no. Google's a search engine.
Yeah. Right.
I don't believe anything on Google other than when they have, like, they dress up the G-O-O-G-L-E for, like, a holiday for Thanksgiving. Like, there's a turkey in the O's. I go, all right, must be Thanksgiving. I'm going to trust Google on that.
Sometimes they have things that are so inscrutable, I go, I have to look up what today is.
Right.
I have no idea what that
but
means.
But I trust if Google is going to have an interesting banner,
yeah,
that it's factual. I don't Google when it comes to those things.
Google.
I don't do that.
You just did.
But it is such anti-intellectualism. It's such a backlash to, God forbid, having points and facts at your disposal.
Well, I think that one of the things, one of the many things that a liberal arts education gives you is the ability to research. One of the things
but
that they make you do.
But you don't even need that now.
No, but hear what I'm saying, is to understand how researching works, to understand that you look for a primary source, not like who directly said it, where
right.
did it actually happen, not this meme that said
people
it.
Will go,
let me look at the article. Let me listen to the speech. Let
yes.
me, let me watch the videotape that's not like a YouTube fuzzy thing, but like a videotape of the actual action.
Yes.
You know, or
I put on Facebook like a week ago, blogs and editorials are meant to sway the people that can be swayed.
Yes.
But like you were saying, go to the source.
Go to the source.
Did he or she say that?
Yeah.
In what context did they say? Again, a magical thing is out there. It's called YouTube. All this shit is out. I promise you, this is not something I have here in the den that you can't have. You do not have to pay me $19.99 in three easy payments, and I will give you this ability. You do not have to get you do not get a degree from Davin's Den University. I am telling you right now, all these things are at your disposal. And whether you're arguing left or right, with me or against me, you will come across as much more intelligent. And maybe you will not say ridiculous things if you do this. Or maybe, like I have on occasion, go, I did not know that. Thank you.
Yeah, I've done that. I'm yes. like, oh, really? I looked at that completely differently, but now you've shown me. Tom saying, present company excluded, find me one the liberal arts major that actually researches anything before getting on their soapbox. But I wouldn't really know how to look for
that.
First
of all, unfortunately, Facebook does not give me their degrees.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, I don't even know how to answer that because I don't know.
But I think here's the thing. With the ease that all this is, you don't have to be a college graduate.
No.
You don't have to be a high school graduate. You just have to be intellectually curious.
Yes.
It's that easy.
But you not only being intellectually curious, but also to be discriminating
yes.
about the sources that you pick and understand that The primary source is the place to go. Don't go to secondary and tertiary.
If I take something from Huffington Post, which is a left-leaning website.
Right.
I am going for stories that are factual. I'm not going there for political stuff.
No.
Like, some of the stories that we bring to the show, I find on HuffPo.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But I don't, it's not the political stuff. It's like weird news or tech stuff that you can look to other sources. I don't need somebody else to tell me how to think. I listen to Rachel Maddow because I know she's far left wing.
Yes.
I know she, but I think she happens to be, first of all, I think she brings up things that a lot covers topics not everybody else does.
Yeah.
Which
it's
I
unique.
Like. And I think she happens to be a little bit more in depth.
Yes, in depth, and also seems to think logically and put things into a logical order. You might not agree, but the facts that she brings into context, you can't say, oh, that has been twisted to her liberal. No, I really don't think that she does that.
She might. I don't know.
Tweak. A lot of
I'm
things,
not going to say she doesn't. She has an agenda.
No, but I mean, yes, she has a left agenda. But I mean, the facts that are in evidence are not.
If I am going to watch punditry, I watch Morning Joe. The reason I watch Morning Joe, and they're not paying me anything to say this, and it doesn't matter why I watch it. Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, is a former Republican congressman. Very conservative. He's not Trump nuts, but very but very conservative.
Right.
Mika Brzezinski, his co-host, who's very left-wing and extremely annoying.
Yeah.
I discount a lot of the shit she says, to be honest, and I'm more left than I am right. But what I like about that show is they have people from the left, people from the right. They have as a regular guest Michael Steele, who is the former Republican national chair, the former chair of the That's what I want. If I want to hear opinions, I want to hear both sides. Unfortunately, because we are so dumbed down, and it's on both sides.
Right.
People on the left will run to MSNBC.
Yes.
People on the right will run to Fox News.
And no one will cross the boundary and see. Well, if they go to see what the other one's doing, they just poo-poo everything.
Right.
Well,
there they go again.
Oh, no. You know, it's like, yeah, there have been things on Fox News that I knew were not true.
There were people I do not watch. I do not watch Hannity because I know what that is. Ugh. And I do not watch Al Sharpton.
Oh,
because I know what that is.
Right.
But people are not that discerning. But what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to flaunt my intellect when I do research. I just think if we're going to have a conversation, it helps if we're using facts.
Yeah.
Because there are plenty of other places where you can scream at each other. Joe and I have done it on this show.
Usually do it in cars.
Right. There's plenty of other places where you could scream at each other. But if we're going to try to understand, not that we're going to solve any of these problems, but if we're going to try to understand these things, I think it's useful that you're willing to take the step of going to Google in your browser and finding something to prove what you say. And I promise you, if it's something I did not know and it goes against my point and it's from a reliable source, I promise you, if you happen to be arguing with me on Facebook, I will go, I did not know that. I need to research this more. But if this is actually true, then you are right and I am wrong.
Yes.
And then I have the decision of, like, I will do further research or I will concede that point to you.
And I've actually seen you do that.
Yeah. I don't have to be right all the time.
No, I know people that no matter what, they have to be right. And it's really irritating to have a conversation with a person like that, whether on Facebook or online or in person, to have that they will use every, like, straw man and way to change the subject or slightly deflect.
Diversionary
tactics and deflection and rationalizations up the wazoo. And it's just, it's horrible. Wait, can we get back to the point where we started?
Yes, that's a classic. I want to say one more thing, then I want to do Scambusters.
Okay.
For Donald Trump to allude, to throw out there the possibility that the president of these United States is somehow sympathetic or in collusion with a terrorist organization is maddening, irresponsible, and I would say treasonous. And I would say the same thing to the people who did that to W.
Right.
After 9/11. I've said that. As of the people who think W was complicit. And he had warning.
Mm-hmm.
That is un-American. There's no, I don't think anybody who's elected president of these United States has had anything but the best interest of this country at heart. Now, I might not agree with them. I generally don't.
No. And you might not agree with their tactics or the way that they handle the information or anything. But to say that any of them have been in collusion against the United States is treason.
To me, when you do that, you are no longer serious. You have been disqualified from any position as serious as this, left, right, or otherwise.
Just put on your tin foil hat and call it a day.
Call into Alex Jones, be his co-host, because if you're going to, unless you have proof.
Yeah.
Which, you know, to get this type of proof.
No, I mean real actual proof. Then shut up.
Hello, Joe.
Hi. Why won't Obama ever admit radical Islam? Why won't he ever
say
it?
That's not what we're talking about. That's a different conversation. We've had that conversation. Whether he should or he shouldn't. I get your point. I get his point. That's neither here nor there. To say that a sitting president of these United States is in collusion with anybody who would do harm to its citizens is repugnant and irresponsible.
No, it's not Republican. It's not repugnant.
Republican.
No, basically what it is, you're questioning him. And you have the right to question him on his feeling on how he's handling this.
Not how he's handling it.
You can question and go, I don't think he's handling this properly. That's fair. That's valid. You go, you know, if I was in that office, I would do this, that, the other thing. That's fair. I mean, I might not agree with it, but that's fair. But to take the next step and say they are knowingly allowing this to happen, like I said, you were probably coming in here.
I heard the self-serving dribble on the way up. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
It's not self-serving dribble.
Oh, God almighty, is it ever. Holy mackerel.
What, about saying that
about
you
facts?
Research things?
Oh, the whole thing. Listen, there are facts, but you never disseminate them. There is dissemination of facts. Don't roll your eyes and look. You never disseminate. There are facts that issued, but you never look into the facts and disseminate how the facts come about, where the facts are. You never sit and disseminate
them. We just
talked
about dissemination. We just talked about how I don't take stuff from things that are left or right. We just talked about how I look at multiple news sources. We just talked about that.
That's fascinating, okay? But sometimes you seem to be in this little naive bubble about things.
You realize that you paraphrase somebody who is mocking you to make a point today. You do realize that, right?
I understand that. Okay. What I did was I came back and then I defended what, you know, I picked apart what he said. Okay? I'm sorry. I have to get ready for work in the morning. Some of us have to go to work in the morning. We don't get the luxury to stay home. Okay? But what I did
I'm not working?
Yeah. When I got to work.
Wait, did you just say I'm not working?
It seems that you have all day long.
All right, let's stop that right now.
You seem to have all day long to address this stuff.
I'm going to address that right now. I have three jobs. I'm going to address them right now. I'm a professional stand-up comedian. I have my company, Sidesplitting Productions, and I have this radio show. Now, hold on.
Yeah.
You, Joe Curry, have benefited from my work in all those three jobs. As a comedian, do I not ask you to come on the road with me quite often?
Yes.
Okay. As Sidesplitting Productions, do I not hire you as much as I can to put money in your pocket?
Enough.
As much as I can.
Okay.
And as a radio guy, have I not had you as my co-host when another much more successful person in this media who could certainly do much more for you, have I not had you by my side the whole time?
I understand.
Okay, so then to degrade my jobs is insincere when they've benefited you.
No, because number one, you don't have a basic reality of somebody that's got to get up and go out during the morning. I also am a professional stand-up comic. I am also a musician. I am also a playwright. I am also working on a movie production. Okay, I also write music. I also do all this other
stuff. And I don't degrade
any of that. Okay, I understand that. However, I also go out and I hustle my ass off day in and day out from 9 to 5. I come up here in rush hour traffic. But it seems when you don't go out and work a 9 to 5 job like that, you don't have a sense of reality of what's going on in the world. You don't talk to people day in and day off on the phone. You don't work the phones all day. You don't have a general idea of what goes on in the world. You sit here and you pontificate.
You do realize I travel the world. I travel the...
Hold on, Albuquerque's not the world, okay? And where's the...
Albuquerque's the only place I've been?
No, but you... calm down with travel the world. Get a hold of yourself, okay?
How many countries have you visited?
Okay, I visited Canada, but how many countries have you visited?
Let's see. Turks, Caicos, Bahamas, Canada, Japan,
because
Korea,
you have the luxury
Kuwait.
Of not working a day job. Let me tell you
this
something.
This is my job.
Okay, but...
You're jealous.
I'm not jealous. What I haven't been is afforded the opportunity because I've been stuck with a house, which I'm soon to be
That was
loading.
A decision you made.
Okay, that's fine. However, you do have a luxury where your wife is able to take care of most of the bills and able to do this.
No, she doesn't take care of most of the bills.
I would think she would, you know?
Well, you would think, but unless you're my accountant, which I don't recall you are...
Okay.
So, again, you're making assumptions.
But you do seem to be on your high horse all the time on Facebook, all that you're this all... You're a B-room comic. You're like on this whole...
And you're open for me. So what's that make you?
Believe me, I'm more humble about it, but I'm telling you right now, I don't pontificate all day long. Has anybody been a hero? Who's a hero out there? Well, I went over to support the troops. It's that whole post that you did seemed very, very self-serving.
A lot of people, no, it had a point, and a lot of people answered it, and we heard some remarkable stories.
And I imagine it was, but it seemed on the outset very self-serving.
No.
It really did?
Well, to you, but that's your perception. But a lot of people responded to it and did not think it was self-serving. It was a very good conversation. It was a very good conversation. And people did some remarkable things. People were faced with some outstanding challenges, and they rose to the occasion. They got to share that. I don't know why you sat in judgment of it.
I didn't sit. But it seemed very, very self-serving. Who did something brave? Oh, I went overseas to entertain the troops. It just seemed the way you wrote that on the outset seemed very self-serving.
Did you take it as self-serving?
I don't really understand why you're mad about somebody saying
I'm not mad. I'm just passing a comment. I went about with my business. It just seemed to me.
So what's the bravest thing you did?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. And I didn't. And you know what? Maybe the occasion. I could go home tonight and see a 3-car pileup and pull somebody out of records.
That would be great.
Who knows? But I didn't. You know, I didn't.
But you also don't go running your mouth when the shit hits the fan of what you would do.
Okay. You know what though? If the shit hit the fan, if I had a gun, I would have more of an up, but the odds would be a little bit more in my favor than if I didn't have a gun.
Well,
the point is you don't
go on there and say, you know, if somebody walks into a movie theater and I happen to have my gun, I'm going to be able to save the day. You don't say that.
No, if I walk into a movie theater and I happen to have a gun and somebody starts to shoot up, you assess the situation and see if you'd be able to protect yourself.
You know, we all like to think we would.
But you have that odd stacked in your favor. That's an odd that you would have stacked in your favor that you wouldn't if you didn't have a gun.
Well, what we were saying is that in these kind of situations, the gunman knows what they're going to do when they have the benefit of surprise. And that's really like a timing issue and an adrenaline issue
now, for anybody. Right, and he would have the advantage, but...
That's why they're so successful at
killing
people.
Yeah.
But
one of the reasons.
But if one or two people had a gun, those odds would be cut down.
Potentially, but
you're looking. You're talking about facts. That's a fact. Odd would be cut down.
Well, it depends on who's the one who has the gun.
It depends.
That's my point.
But you want to know something? In that situation, if somebody has the gun, you know, you're talking about a chaotic situation. Nothing's really running that smooth. You know.
Yes.
So for the.
But that's why I have a problem when people definitively say, "If I was in that situation, I would do X, Y, and Z." We all like to think we would.
Yeah.
But until you're in that situation. That's why I put...
They're just saying, if I was in that situation, I'd do X, Y, Z.
But you talk about humbleness. There's no humbleness. They don't preface it to go with, I would like to think I would be able to do X, Y, and Z. They make these bold statements that if crap hits the fan, I'm going to be able to defend myself and take myself up. We like to think, but the reality is we don't know.
Well, I mean, that's why with some of these television shows that are out now where they investigate the characters and they go, okay... The shit has really hit the fan. What are you going to do? Now, not only in a situation where it's something that's happening right at
the
moment
we had Rich
and
Voss
you have
on.
The adrenaline.
We had Rich Voss on. They did it in a comedy club. Where, like, we had Rich Voss on years ago.
Okay.
Where he was going after people.
Like, what would you do?
Yeah, that was the show. He was on that show, What Would You Do?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. You don't know. We all like to think.
We like to think that we'd be the upstanding citizen, the brave one,
right.
or the one who would speak out against an injustice. But all of us, not everybody is tested. I think that what was coming out with that Facebook post was, were you tested and how did it go?
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
I didn't say anything on the post because I thought, you know, like, I don't know if you heard me say this before, but it was like, life issues? Yeah, I've been tested, but I mean,
it's a different type of thing.
Bravery?
It's a different type of category. Certainly admirable. Certainly admirable when life hands you a shit hand.
Yeah.
And you can, because not everybody can rise to the occasion.
Right.
Some people fold.
Yeah.
Certainly admirable when you were dealt a terrible personal situation and you rise to the occasion and you carry yourself and your family and your loved ones. Certainly admirable. I don't know if it's the same thing as
specifically talking about brave.
Yeah, like we had a former Marine who's been on this show who said he pulled a Marine out of a burning Harrier jet. That's brave.
God.
Yeah.
That's brave. Yeah. Or like when I was talking about Kate, who we've had, who's actually his wife, who we had on the show, who on 9/11, when nobody knew what was going on, was working the morgue at the age of 20 at the base of the towers.
Yeah.
That's brave, because you don't know if there's going to be another attack. You don't know if there's, you don't going to be exploded. You don't know. That's brave. So when people who have that in their history,
yeah,
and they tell me, I think I could do this, I'm more inclined to go, you know what? You might be able to.
You've already shown yourself to be able to get yourself together in that sort of, you know, deathly situation.
Not at, when things are the most chaotic, it's very hard to quiet everything and focus.
Yeah.
And people like that, whether it's their training or just in a certain internal fortitude that most of us don't have shown that they could do that.
Well, it's also, you know, your autonomic responses, your fight or flight is super powerful.
And it's a lot easier to flight. It's a lot easier to flight.
Well, adrenaline makes people do things,
right,
you know, or not do things under pressure that they're not thinking straight. Anybody who's been a first responder, that sort of thing, they see somebody who has not been trained, and they see them acting wacky or doing dumb things at the moment because they haven't been trained for those situations. They didn't have, like...
Training is definitely important.
Well,
that's why I go with body memory. With the...
muscle memory.
With the gun people, it's a lot different, and I can't shoot at all. I mean, I've shot, but I can't shoot at all, so I know I'm terrible at it. But it's a lot different shooting at a target or shooting at an animal than something returning fire that can kill you.
But the odds are in your favor. You have an odd in your favor. You have a weapon. You're not just a sitting duck anymore.
Having an odd in your favor, and it's different to say, listen, I concede, theoretically, if you had a weapon in that situation, theoretically, there is a chance you could protect yourself and save others. That's theoretically. Theoretically, that can happen, but that's a long way to go and go, I know I would be able to get the killer. Because remember, the guy, in this case in Orlando, the guy took on three cops.
Yeah.
The guy took on three. It's not like he was fighting nobody.
Right.
Now, there's questions about whether the guy started outside and then went inside. I guess now he was inside and then went outside. Then when the cops engaged him, he went back inside. I don't know. I got to find it.
It's very confusing.
It's very muddled.
The details, yeah.
It's very muddled. But I think people just need to ease up on what they would do when this shit hits the fan. Hopefully you never find out. Hopefully you, your loved ones, are never in that situation. But yeah. I think people need to ease up on what they would do when that moment comes.
The Superman talk,
yes.
I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yes. Just a little bit of humbleness. Like I said, if you're a trained cop or a trained military personnel, I'm going to take your word that you wouldn't, because you have all the training.
Right.
You have all the muscle memory, and you're obviously brave.
Right.
So I'm going to take your word. If you're a cop or a retired cop, go, if I was in that club, I would have taken him down, blah, blah, blah. But whether you may or may not have, I don't know. But I'm going to take you at your word that you would have tried,
mm-hmm,
and that you could have made a difference. I'm going to take you at your word.
Yeah.
But the regular weekend warrior who enjoys going to the range to shoot, and you can, or likes to go hunting, and you can, it's not a judgment. I'm not really going to take you at your word that in the chaos, the confusion, the bodies, that you're going to make the difference. I hope you can, but I'm not going to take you at your word at it.
Well, at least there's somebody else with a weapon in there to return fire.
Well,
I'll take that.
There were three guys with weapons to return fire,
mm-hmm,
and the guy still killed 49 people. Mm-hmm. And you don't want guns at comedy clubs, do you?
No, well,
careful, careful.
But if we get, if we start to get to a society where we need to be checking people for guns,
we are. We're there.
You're letting the terrorists.
We're there.
Wins.
We're there. You see how drunk and stupid people are at show. When people who are nice, normal people get booze, and like I said, to pip testosterone, they act the fools. We've seen it. People who you might talk to when they're completely sober at on the sidewalk, who are lovely, act like an asshole.
To my woman?
Yeah. They misinterpret things.
Yeah.
They misinterpret things. No nightclub. Can you imagine the insurance? It just, from a capitalism standpoint.
Now let me ask you a question.
Nice.
I haven't been... With all your research and stuff, and I'm not saying this facetiously, I haven't had a chance to look into how he was able to get the gun permit with that FBI looking into him.
Because he was on the watch list for a short time between 2013 and 2014.
Wasn't he a security guard?
He was a security guard. They knew he went overseas, but it was for a pilgrimage, allegedly.
Okay.
They didn't find anything. And then you could talk about, well, I mean, right now, if you're on a watch list, you can buy a gun. And, you know, so they've Peter King, who's a Republican in Congress, big Republican, is trying to push it through Congress that if you're on a terror watch list, you can't buy a gun. He said it's not going anywhere. That's a Republican guy doing it.
Yeah, but I would kind of like that, at least until you have sorted out that the person isn't someone that should be watched, because people have been on watch lists that are obviously
not. The fact of the matter
is,
the reality is, he was an American citizen. By the time he bought the gun a couple weeks ago in 2016, there wasn't enough there to stop him.
Right. Now, basically going back with what you've been putting on Facebook, now I'm going to put away the claws. I'm going to get the powder puff out. What you wrote.
It's like I get a decent burial after he rips me apart.
Right. Now, what I thought that you said was very insightful was the whole thing that a lot of gun owners are for the background checks, but the NRA has been kind of stonewalling.
Yeah,
that.
Absolutely. That's been for years.
Now that's something that I wasn't aware that I wasn't aware of.
I've heard it's over 80% of the rank and file, and I've heard it's as high as over 90% of the rank and file. So let's split the difference and say it's 85% of the rank and file NRA, and there's plenty of gun organizations.
Right now,
are for universal background checks.
And I've always been for that, and that's one of the sticking points. You know, one of the points when you've always called me on the carpet about, well, how do you feel about that? And then I got to back up because basically, I don't understand why they don't.
Well, I'll explain it to you, and then we're going to do some scam busters. And I've explained on Facebook. You could call me my high horse, but I like to fucking.
Well,
know what
I'm willing for you to saddle up right now.
All right. Well, thank you. Here's why nothing gets done. The biggest contributor to the National Rifle Association are the gun manufacturers. Mm-hmm. That's who the NRA works for. They don't work for the rank and file. They don't work for the hunter, you know, or the guy who wants to, you know, use his gun to protect his family or go to the range. They're not working for that guy. The gun manufacturers are the biggest. I think they're the biggest. I don't want to say definitively. Certainly one of the biggest contributors to the NRA. And then the NRA uses some of these funds to sprinkle it around Congress. Usually Republican, but they got some Democrats too, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Because it's not just one. To make sure that nothing gets done. So it's money, like everything else. That's why the average gun owner is not getting represented by the NRA. Because most gun owners, they're for responsible gun ownership. They don't want these loons. I mean, and unfortunately, you hear politicians saying, Obama's going to take your guns, and now it's Hillary. Obama's been in office for 8 years. If he wanted to take your guns, he would have taken your guns. Nobody wants to take your guns. Nobody. It's in the Constitution. You can have your guns. You can enjoy your guns. Well, we just want a little safety.
Well, one of the things that scares me, though, is that one of the parts of the the conversation that's been coming out since these shootings just over the weekend is that, okay, it's not the guns, it's the nuts behind the guns. Okay, then. Well, how about we have something that stops the nuts from getting
right.
the
and
guns?
And nothing's foolproof. Listen, San Bernardino and this guy, they were American citizens. Mm-hmm. They got the guns legally. Mm-hmm. And even with more, even if you had the improved laws, it wouldn't necessarily stop this guy.
No.
But there are certain things that we could do to stop other incidents.
Sure.
And that's all.
Yeah.
And yes, the laws need to be enforced better. I understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But we also need to update certain laws. And, you know, people argue, is the AR-15 an assault rifle? No, it's not technically an assault rifle. But they have an assault rifle means that you pull the trigger once and more than one bullet comes out. It's not an assault rifle.
Right.
You pull the bullet once, one bullet comes out. But they have these, from what I understand, they have these mass capacity clips
mm-hmm.
where, because of this, they can get off 30 to 40 rounds in a minute.
I believe those are illegal.
No, those are not. No, that's the AR-15, which is legal, which hunters will tell you, you don't want that because you're going to ruin the meat.
Yeah.
Nobody wants shredded venison.
Yeah, so it's like, what other purpose does that have?
And I get it.
It's fun. It's fun to have. Why? You know what?
My argument to that is, I get it. It's fun to have. I get that. But why can't we have a rule? You can own that. You know, you pass all the background checks, but the gun stays at the range. Why can't we have lockers at the range? You go use your gun here at the range. Enjoy it.
Well, it goes back to the background check thing. I think the background check and making them universal is more of, you know, is more important than that.
It's important. There's always going to be loopholes. See, my argument, I find that when I'm arguing with people about this, it's like, well, you're not going to stop everybody. I get that.
Nothing's foolproof.
But I don't understand why we can't make some progress. That's where I get frustrated.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I agree with you wholeheartedly on this right here. And the whole thing about it is that...
On James H. Miller's grandmother? I should hope so. We've been doing this shit long enough.
I agree with you on that.
You think Ann Jackson's not right? Are you gonna come to my side on that? Are you, Joe? Joe's getting on my high horse with Ann Jackson.
Damn right I am.
Yippee-ki-yay!
But hypothetically, if the gun control thing was where this paragraph is right here,
it's not in any of the notes.
Wait a minute.
You're not going to find anything.
That's
number three. It's Mr. Davin, gun control, and fucking idiots.
But if that was...
Joe, is that 100% besides fucking idiot scammers?
Yeah. But like I said, those guns are no more than like, well, you know, well, why can't you drive a simple car? Because I want to drive a sports car.
Right.
I want to drive... However... regards to Ann Jackson there, you know, regards to that, there should be, the background checks need to be universal, more thorough. The FBI has to come up how this guy was investigated twice and was able to buy a weapon.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, in this country, you know, for more or less, you're innocent until proven guilty. They didn't have anything on him.
Yeah.
You know, and now, of course, afterwards, you hear all these people that it's always afterwards. Which is why people are afraid to come to the police for whatever reasons. I don't want to politicize it. But people hear things, and that for most of us, the natural inclination, if Joe says something crazy, which happens quite a bit, my natural, like, I know the stuff that he's going on with his wife. If he posted something particularly inflammatory, I would write it off.
You just have to look at Facebook.
Yeah, really. It's like,
it's either me arguing with you or her.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, have you not been reading?
There's
like fire coming out of some
but
of
I
posts.
But I would write it off, and then I want to do a little bit of Ann Jackson.
Yeah.
I would write it off as Joe is angry and blowing off steam. He's not going to do anything.
Right.
And then, God forbid, you know, 3 weeks later, Joe does something, then you'd have stupid me. Well, you know, though all the signs were there, it's a little late. Everybody's a Monday morning quarterback in this shit, and it's unfortunate. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that we're going to solve it today.
No, I don't expect to solve it.
No.
You have to have discourse, and you don't have to have screaming.
Right.
What?
There's discourse. And yes, I like facts. And yes, I don't pull things from the left or the right, because I think both are counterproductive. I understand they're both money-making and highly entertaining. Listen, I don't like Rush Limbaugh at all, but I understand why he's very popular. He's good at what he does. He's entertaining.
All that crazy stuff is clickbait. It's just not really, it's not real.
Right, and that's, I just don't have, I know Joe thinks I have all day, but I don't have all day for that. I like to, I like to go to an ABC News, a CBS, even a Fox News. But I'll admit, when I see a Fox News or an MSNBC News, I'm a little bit more wary than I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can separate opinion from there to what facts are. And if you go to the websites, you're more likely to find facts than if you go to their television programs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The television programs are just meant, that's just red meat for the left, right, or whatever.
It's just to keep you there with your eyes propped
and
open for the commercials.
And it works because people are watching go, yeah, they're absolutely right. Go, this is a bunch of horseshit. How can they get a... It works.
Yeah,
it works.
Does.
I understand it. These cable news networks are not here to educate us and provide us for facts. They are money-making organizations that are designed to reel you in and keep on watching.
That's why you hear 10 times more about the Kardashians on the nightly news than
Absolutely.
You do about starving children.
And I always say, I go, we have the media we deserve.
Well, if starving children had a nice ass, there'd be more listeners.
They do, but it's a little bony. You know how many children you could feed off Kim's ass?
Whole village.
That's a start.
Absolutely. But we have the media we deserve, which is failing us.
Yeah.
And we have the politicians we deserve. We have two candidates that are the most unpopular ever running for office, and we have exactly what we deserve. We have one who might get indicted, and we have another one who, after the election, might get found guilty of fraud. And we have exactly what we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling both parties are scratching the head, going, buyer's remorse, going, what the fuck happened? And the founding fathers did not trust the people. That's why we have the Electoral College.
I know.
And you know what? They were fucking right.
No, I will not agree with that.
Well, listen, everybody makes mistakes, but we're nuts. All right, let's do a little bit of Scambusters, because that's something Joe can agree with. Joe's pointing it
right there.
Right there. That's it.
All right. Pip, give me some categories.
Well, of course, the ever popular Mr. Davin. Then I think the second one should be fucking idiots. And we haven't had a lot of Damn It All Red. So let's see if there's some Damn It All Red.
All right. So what do we got? Fucking idiots.
Oh, we have Mr. Davin.
Oh, Mr. Davin.
Fucking idiots.
Fucking idiots.
Damn it all red.
Damn it all red. Joe, what do you guess?
Okay, I got, let's go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with no damn it all red.
Okay.
And what's your favorite, though?
Fucking idiots.
The fucking idiots.
That's the one category you came up with.
I'm going to go with five. You know, I know, but I'm just not feeling it tonight.
He's not feeling it. Funny, he came out fucking shooting red. And I think there was a damn it all in there. No damn it all reds for Joe on the record.
Okay. And what? How many fucking idiots?
I'm going to go with five on those as well.
Okay, five fucking
more
idiots.
Than us down here.
Okay, so let's see. There's yeah, we're low on fucking idiots down here.
Give us time.
Lisa says four Mr. Davins, three fucking idiots, and two damn it all reds. All
right.
Joe's girl says five Mr. Davins, two fucking idiots, and zero damn it all reds. I think she took your lead. And I'm going to say seven Mr. Davins. Four fucking idiots, and I'm gonna say one damn it all rat, just for fun.
Stop the music. June 9th, 2014, Dateline. Mr. Brown.
What?
Damn it! went
There
put that pen down, Missy.
There you go. Jump into
put
conclusions.
Put that pen down.
Hear what you want to hear.
I did. I would. that Mr. Brown is off
that
on
was
the right. I don't.
I, folks, I'm sorry you can't see it, but she goes right
I
to
would
watch that.
For the pen.
I dropped the pen.
You get nothing. You get nothing.
Mr. Brown, who's what?
Oh, I love it.
The truth people want to know. I sent mail to Idiot Melvin, and he never replies to me.
Melvin.
He lies. This is his first mail he sent to me. Attention! There's an exclamation point.
Call Tom.
We have received several emails that you have sent to our desk. If you have any complaint, please state all in details. We are given your uttermost assurance that your plight will be severely dealt with according to law. We wait your prompt response. And then she writes to Dr. Melvin Santos, UN Secretary. My questions are, where are my funds? And then she goes, this is your message. Dear Anne. And this is kind of a purple, so you don't really get red. For
damn it.
It's not damn what? It purple.
It's I've waited too long purple.
Yeah, I've waited too long purple. It's nurple purple. I know you understand me now. I need to chat with you. The funds are still there. It is in your name. Number two, he does not reply to me because I paid lots of money for the funds transfer, and I never get money back. Mr. Davin is waiting for the truth.
Oh, counts.
Remember, I'm handling her power of attorney.
Oh, that's true.
Mr. Davin is handling for the truth, and he want to help the victims because many victims contact him. Please reply to him. This is true. Number three, I gave him power of attorney, and all future funds transfer will have to go through him. This is the best way to prove the truth. My girl's on board.
Yeah, I can't believe she's listening to you and trying your tactic for a change.
We'll see how long this lasts.
I know.
Number four, Miller is a fucking liar.
Oh, wait. Oh, damn. Okay.
Put the pen.
Because I do not contact him, but sent him fucking messages asking to return the money to me. When will he return the money to me? He owes me $20,000 for the gold bars. So I respond, okay, good. I do not expect to hear from them, but if I do, I'll let you know. Your days of sending these people money are over. If they contact you, tell them to direct all inquiries to me, as I am handling your case and I have all the pertinent information. Did you ever ask Santos, Dr. Melvin Santos of the UN, exactly whose laws were handling these matters?
Sorry, I had a
what are you having, spasms over there?
Flashback to another week where I had that.
Just make sure that's the only flashback from another week, will you? He is allegedly from the United Nations, but there are no international laws that handle this. This is what makes law enforcement and recovery of funds so difficult. Many autonomous nations are involved in each with their own laws and guidelines. I'm trying to talk some sense in there. June 11th. Let's see. How much do we get? I'm not going to do too much with this. How much do we have here today? Because we went on pontificating and high horsing.
And it was some ass powdering. Calm down.
Not enough. Not enough for you, Cujo. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, I could definitely
remind me to lock the door.
I could definitely use some more of that.
You most certainly can. Bring extra powder for Miss Pitt.
Well, believe me, when it's time for me to go say what's going on, I could use some fresh stuff that just came in. Apparently, somebody else doesn't like my words.
Oh, really?
Oh. Excellent. Stupid's taking it from all places. He's getting it from friendly fire.
Fucking Norseman right now. Sing, sing. Ah! What's that? Ah!
Guess somebody doesn't feel as good as they did 30 minutes ago.
No.
You got a little Game of Thrones going on there? Oh, my God.
I look forward to the update. I almost don't want to do a show. I just want to know what's going on.
I know, really. It's like, do tell.
On your heart.
Stupid's in a type of barrels with thorns in it.
Oh,
I'm intrigued.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, on all fronts right now.
Let me get the soon-to-be ex. We'll see what she has to say as well.
What do you think sent hit that shit before?
Yeah, he's talking. That's what he's talking about.
I thought there was somebody else, too.
No, it's her. No,
that was wishful hard. Thinking on your part.
It certainly was. Yes. Well, one day, that's coming soon enough.
Yeah. Back to Anjak.
I look forward to that one.
Yes.
Let's see. June 11th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
There we go. Two.
Dose. Oh,
okay, good. So she copies what I sent to her. Then she goes, please post James H. Miller's grandmom's home address everywhere because he's a fucking liar who informs me the funds always, and he said he paid the money, and the money is never like what Jennifer said. That run-on sentence was what Joe agreed with.
that right there.
I apparently agreed with the sentence structure of that. For those keeping score, that's the one thing Joe agrees with.
I'm not quite sure what you just said, but go
I can
on.
Read it again, but it was mammoth.
Would you read it again, please? I didn't understand.
Unfortunately, there's no commas.
Take a deep breath and go.
Please post James H. Miller's grandmom's home address everywhere, because he is a fucking liar. Okay, one does not cause the other, but I would put a period there. Or a comma. Who informs me the funds always, and he said he paid the money, and the money is never enough, like what Jennifer said. A lot of thoughts going on.
I don't know what you people don't understand.
Like the first draft of one of your blogs.
What are you smoking? I don't understand that.
Jennifer got the accidents, and she makes me broke, too.
Jennifer got the accidents?
It's like getting the HIV. Like, she was irresponsible.
She probably got beamed by that truck.
And, yeah, but there's been other accidents.
No, she had the accidents. She pooped in her pants.
No, that's not good. I paid over $1,500, and I never got my money back. This is fucking lies from UN Secretary so-called Melvin Santa. He is a fucking asshole. Don't you see the truth?
Yes,
Hold
we
on,
do.
Let me use Google. I will get it from a non-discerning source.
Yes, we do, but you apparently do not.
It will be strictly punditry and opinion what I post.
Yes, get on that high horse. Here, I'll give you a lift.
Until then, he is very coward, so he does not reply to you.
He is very coward.
Excellent use of an adverb if I ever heard it.
Yeah. He is very coward. You're being very coward.
He is very coward.
How would he react in a shootout?
I feel like if that was a Trump post, it would be period, and then it would be sad. Mm-hmm. He is very coward. Yeah, he is very sad. I think she has a future in politics. I would vote for her.
Oh, God.
She's a straight talker. She's non-PC, and I kind of dig that. She's calling everybody on the carpet.
Yeah, just see the bleeps, you know, when it's not on CNN. Fucking liars! Idiots!
This is the type of insanity we need. This is insanity I can believe in.
Jackson, 16. Insanity we need.
Well, Lisa says you can't cure stupid. You can't fix crazy.
I try both, and Lisa's right.
She's right.
But until then, he is very coward, so he does not reply to you, because he granted the funds asking for the payment. Don't forget, these people are wicked. They use me, and they have the money from me over $120,000. I have the record because I paid so much money. The truth, I never get any money back, and they are fucking idiot. And they ask the victims to pay for the fees.
Wait, fucking idiots? Idiots, singular?
They are fucking idiots.
I have fucking idiots.
Well,
the judge?
You need to take poor... No, it's not.
Plural.
It's got to be plural.
It's gotta be plural.
Yeah, you need to take into account her abuse of our language.
I know.
That's on you. You should have done better.
Usually if she's talking about one person, it's fucking idiots.
No.
Damn.
No.
Idiots have died.
Yes, they have.
Very often. They are fucking idiots, and they ask the victims to pay for the fees, and no one gets money back. About Eric Bohr. He blocked me out. What can I do? What can I... I think this is from Melvin Santos. To her. What can I do for you? We are rules here.
Stop. Okay. What?
Like you don't understand what she means. She's talking your language. You want to point your finger on my little page and agree with it, Steppa? We are rules here.
Yes. Wait,
We need to enforce the rules here that we have. We don't need more rules here. We are rules here.
We are rules right here.
Yes. See, this is a candidate. I'd vote for her. She's my write-in. Because I don't like either one of them. I'm writing her fucking in. Here we go.
Great.
We are rules here. Kindly stop forwarding mails to this email address if you are contacting us. Just direct mails to us. We will not respond to you if we see forwarded mails in our database. Yours sincerely, Dr. Melvin. And then he writes there, Mrs. Jackson, one more abusive word from you and we will never reply to your mail again. Except if we think we can get
sounds
money.
Like the text I just got. Yeah.
You talking to the good doctor? One more abusive word from you and we'll never reply to your mail again. Are you an idiot? Period.
Are you an idiot?
She's indecisive.
No, this is Dr. Melvin DeHaar.
He's indecisive.
I guess it was a rhetorical one and we didn't need a question mark.
Are you an idiot?
Are you an idiot?
Why will you tell me we are all liars? Period. It is your father and your mother who is a liar.
Now we're doing
and that's where the question mark is.
Yeah. No, that was a period too. Yeah. Do you know who you're insulting? Do you? Yeah. Do you know who you're insulting? I don't think you do.
Usually.
I don't think Stupid knows who he's insulting. You will not insult me anymore.
Oh, God.
Really? Without a question mark?
Well, that was a question mark. That was a question mark.
I only put one in there.
Sure. Since you think it is scam, period, I want you to come to France here so you can see for yourself.
What?
Apparently we're doing something at the Eiffel Tower that Anne needs to see.
Oh, God.
Why is he in France all of a sudden?
Because he's a man of the world.
But has he ever claimed to be in Paris before?
That's Eric Bohr, but this Melvin Santos is doing it.
Yeah.
We can arrest Brown, which they did before, and you have asked them to release him. Did you send any money to Mr. Eric? Period. If yes, period.
Is this a telegram? Stop.
Press dos for Espanol.
Yeah. O primer ocho para Espanol.
If yes, please send the proof.
That's what they say.
What? That's what they're saying.
You get angry before then and hang up. It's over once you hear that.
O primer el ocho.
Please send the proof that you sent money to him. Then we will arrest him too. Mr. Brown cannot be arrested again because you ordered for his release earlier. So there's a no backsies rule when it comes to arrest.
Yeah.
no backsies is in play.
That's the no backsies rule.
The international no backsies.
Your Honor, I'd like to implore the no backsies rule. Sustained.
Is there precedent? Yes. Miller versus Asshole, 1956.
I remember that case.
No backsies was upheld. Yes. That is precedent for this jurisdiction of bullshit land.
Oh, continue, Counselor.
I thought that was Miller v. fucking idiot.
Yeah, well, that could be too.
There's case law abounding.
Oh, let's see. All right. Mr. Davin!
Oop, three.
Please see the truth. Eric Bohr took the money from CNA and then run away. Brown Cotton is hiding in so-called UN secretary.
CNA didn't run away. CNA didn't run away.
Does not reply to me, but sent me a fucking mail saying my funds are moved to Hung Leong. He does not reply to you, and he admits he is a scammer. And then she shows me that the interpol.paris.france@europe.com is sending mailer demons. Shocking.
Really?
Mr. Davin!
Oh, four.
This is what people comment on me. I see three Brown Cotton indeed is a coward as you describes.
As you describes?
As I describes.
because he's described it multiple times.
Yes. Yes, I have.
And that's when you use that as a plural.
Of course.
I wish you would understand.
See what that liberal arts education has done for me.
Your highfalutin liberal arts education at a state school. Flaunting that about, are you?
Excuse me while I dig out my sheepskin. Hold on.
Bow down to Lady Pippin, a four-year degree. Her ability to take down felonious memes is unprecedented. She flaunts it at us. Her ability to use Google and Bing.
No, I don't like Bing.
I've heard she's in training for DuckDuckGo.
I'm only Magda, I'm not Suma.
One day she'll be known as Lady DuckDuck.
Well, that's not how they say it, but something close to that, yes.
What's a consonant among friends? Now back to Ball Busting Blue.
Oh, damn.
No, Ball Busting Blue.
Damn.
No.
Okay.
And remember me, Bunny?
Oh, now she's sweet-talking you.
I don't know
remember
what this is.
Remember me, Bunny?
You refused to believe me when you were talking to me, and I see you are still refusing to see the truth. IC3 is not a person you can talk to. It is a computer that does nothing but gather criminal records. Your so-called conversation with IC3 was a conversation with a scammer pretending. So I see why people are accusing... Oh, this must be me.
This, yeah, it's you.
It's the only common sense we've heard in the past 10 minutes.
No, I don't think it is me, because I don't recall calling her Bunny.
Yeah, but it's sounding too rational to be her. It Who the hell is talking?
I don't know. We'll find out. Somebody should proofread this shit before they go on the air. So I see why people are accusing you of dealing with scammers. It is because you are. No, this is not me.
Oh.
People said that I am a scammer. OMG!
What's talking?
Gives it a certain gravitas you need. I paid lots of money. I never get any fucking penny back. Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, James H. Miller, Parker Green, and Jennifer Green asked me money before, and I did pay for it. These fucking people should be arrested. Of course, so-called idiot Melvin Santos, because he is the real one behind the whole, Anne. And I go, you are misunderstanding Bunny. She's not saying you are a scammer. She's saying people you talk to are scammers.
Wait, you're talking about somebody named Bunny. So is this somebody else who was accusing Anne of being a scammer?
I don't know.
I'm thinking
like
because
that.
You
yeah,
just mentioned
it Bunny.
Twice. So I'm like,
there's a rabbit
that's
out there
another
that's
person.
Upset.
Rabbi Bunny?
Rabbit,
what?
Rabbit,
oh, rabbit.
Rabbit.
Oh, I'm
bunny,
like.
Bunny, bunny, rabbit.
I thought he said rabbi.
Don't be an anti Semite. Don't be an anti Lagomorph.
What?
Here, I'm going to get fucking accused of being highfalutin again. Lagomorph is another word. It's what you call a rabbit. It's the technical term of lagomorph.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to be highfalutin with my bunny knowledge.
I thought you were insulting me and I was too stupid to get it.
No, you would know if I was insulting you. I know how to insult on your level.
Yes, I know that.
It's a gift.
No, I feel it. I feel it in the gut. And it's
the
like,
ability
oh,
to
what was
insult
that?
On various levels is just a gift I have.
So I'm stupid. Hit rocks together. My level.
If I insult you, you will know.
If I insult you, you will know.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there we go. Five.
Yeah, right. You have to use one night. We have to use ha 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 as a category.
Yes, we do.
It's the evil laugh.
It's the evil laugh.
It's the Dr. Evil laugh. I got scammed $1 million.
You know, you might go a goose egg on it one night, but one night might be like winning $25. You know?
I like to throw in a rogue category.
IC3 is just a machine. Brown Cotton is fake, according to the anti-scam hunters saying. I go, I don't think IC3 is a machine. I do think he's a scammer. And then she writes to me, the subject is, where are my fucking funds?
Was there a question mark?
Wait, one second, though. Who said that IC3 was a machine?
This person, Bunny.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a Dalek? I mean, what is she talking about?
I think they're misunderstanding what the website does.
Oh, okay. She's thinking it's just like a bot.
This machine, mom.
I know. It's
yeah, they're being scammed. The light's going on. And
danger.
Lost in space.
Danger.
That's what it sounds like.
Danger, Ann Jackson.
But
danger,
that's what
Ann
it
Ann
sounds
Jackson.
Like.
Danger.
That's the impression you give it, that you give.
I am giving no such impression.
Well, I got that impression the way it was written.
I'm picturing it's a robot feeding data in.
Yeah, feeding data in. Warning, Will Robinson. Danger, scammers. Oh, dear, Major West, where is my $2,000? Oh!
Oh, dear.
You've been ripped off, Dr. Smith.
It's gone to Malaysia. Oh, dear.
What a bunch of
rats. And Jackson, you have took my money. Sorry.
Don't apologize. It is what it is.
I loved him. He was such an asshole.
What?
I loved him, that character. Oh,
Dr. Smith. I thought you were talking about
Smith.
Joe.
No.
Well, I love him.
Yeah, and the second part of that holds true as well.
Yes.
At times,
guy I know who comes into a house, it comes into a house as a guest is ramping up a storm like an asshole. No. And another thing, let me kick over your kids' toys before I get this point across.
Right. Is there soda?
What?
Is there soda?
Yeah. I need to quench my thirst before I sink my fangs into you.
Yeah. I like my meat to be moistened. Wait. A minute.
You wouldn't want me yelling and being parched now, would you?
No.
Which I was getting.
What?
Which I was getting.
What?
Parched.
He was getting parched during his fangs.
Gonna fucking give him sandpaper. The subject, where are my fucking funds? So-called idiot Melvin.
Okay.
You are the big one behind all this. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr asked me, victim C and A, to pay for the fees. When A paid for the fees to open the case, I also paid the fees that idiot Jennifer Green asked, and she wanted to go to Scotland.
No, she's idiot Jennifer Green again.
This fucking scam destroys me. This funds was informed by scammer James H. Miller. Then and then now, Jennifer, Parker Green, James H. Miller are hiding. Brown Cotton took the money from the victims, including my fees, and now runs away. This is fucking scammer ways. Uh-huh.
Well, hello.
She's on board.
Good morning.
She's on board for how long?
Good morning, Buttercup. Then, just had some coffee, did you?
And then, where are my fucking money, Brown Cotton choke?
Oh.
Where are my funds? Boy, fucking lies. Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton asked my bank details before, and you want to ask money. You granted funds to me, and I paid over $1,500, and you choke it. Yeah, take it in. Take all that money. Mm. Yeah. Choke on it. Choke on my big dot Benjamins.
You ask my money? Is that what she says?
You granted funds to me, and I paid over $1,500, and you choke it. Yes,
choke
and she said
it.
Attention, and this is from Dr. Santos, and then we'll stop. Attention, Ann Jackson. We have not responded to your mail. It's the mail since the over 120 days now. It's due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds are well intact. Sometimes they don't respond because she insults them, and sometimes they're hard at work. Your funds are in Malaysia, which was moved to the Hung Leong Bank. Your response is highly needed, so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan, and we can continue fucking you. The next, Dr. Santos. And that's that. That's
it
what
drives me crazy when they say your response is highly needed.
Well, sure, they need that,
dude.
All right, what's the grand total? And then we're going to take our break.
Okay, well, you know what? We had not a lot of the things in the categories that I wanted.
Yeah, you failed.
Yeah, I know. But we had five Mr. Davins. So Joe and Joe's girl both picked that right on the nose.
Nice.
We had no fucking idiots, except for the present company. And so the closest to that is two, which is Joe's girl.
Yay.
And we had zero damn it all red, which was Joe and Joe's girl. So bing, 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 Joe's girl.
Yay.
And a girl.
Joe's girl won. She's good at this.
All right, let's do our plugs now.
Okay.
Since we got to do the syndicated national stuff afterwards. Then I'll introduce the music on the break. Then we'll do the syndication portion of the show, which is the Father's Day portion, where Vincent from Portobello's will be joining us. That's what we'll do. And then after that, we'll do the second syndicated show, because we're not going to be here next week.
That's right.
Because I can't take this yelling. Joe will just call me at the White Snake concert to yell at me so I don't get lonely. Yeah. It'll be, here I go again. And another thing!
it's like, hello? Hey, asshole!
Who are you to rail against Jaguars and redheaded models from the 80s? You and your highfalutin hair bands.
I just like the music.
Do you want to feel safe? Yes. Yes, I do. Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever attack? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Fredico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russfredico@yahoo.com. That's RussFredico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tusca Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16s, or weddings, office parties, or anything that just happens to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host their popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Slitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up on July 15th, starring the great Joe Bronzi. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, or have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Size Pudding Productions for all of your entertainment needs. Comedians, murder mysteries, kids entertainers, karaoke. SizePuddingProductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. On the break, before we start the syndicated portion of the show, we're going to play some new music from Sacrifice and Bliss with their new single Hit Me, and Helen Connolly with her single Behind Your Eyes. And of course, you can learn about more about those artists, easy for me to say, at DeuceMusic.com. DeuceMusic.com. Don't go anywhere. Worst Dad's Countdown when we come